What you got in the trunk?
Oh. You don't want to look in there.
Give me the keys.
Feeling seven up. It's a crisp, refreshing feeling, crystal clear and light. America's drinking seven up, and it sure feels right. Feeling lucky seven.
Kevin, stop singing,
seven,
man.
Huh? What's a singing guy?
I'm standing right next to you, and you're fucking singing. Cut it out.
Jeez. Why so tense, guy?
Otto.
Mr. Holmes.
You were late again this morning. Now, normally, I'd let it go, but it's been brought to my attention that you're not paying attention to the way you space the cans. Many young men of your age in these uncertain times... Otto, are you paying attention to me?
Hey, he's talking to you.
Fuck you.
Job in a big way, Otto.
What are you laughing at? Louis, throw it out too.
Come on, you fucking moron. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Generalissimo, step up, chop. Step on a line. Next on a block. Army's marching through the streets. Trust your shot. Trust your knee.
The difference.
Huh?
Otto.
What?
Get me another beer.
Debbie, honey, got your beer.
Oh, just ignore him, Duke. He's nothing but a big baby.
What are you doing? Turn the fucking light out.
Nobody's supposed to be up here. This is my parents' room.
Don't want to talk about anything else. We don't want to know. We're just dedicated to our favorite shows.
Saturday Night Live! Monday Night Football! Dallas! Jefferson! Gilligan's Island! Flintstones!
Hey, kid. Hey, you hard of hearing, Ace?
What do you want?
You want to make 10 bucks?
Fuck you, queer.
Now, wait a minute, kid. You got the wrong idea. Look, my old lady's real sick. I got to get her to the hospital, okay?
So what? Take her there.
I can't leave her car in this bad area. Look, I need some helpful soul to drive it for me, okay? She's pregnant. With twins, she could drop at any time, all right?
Well, how much are you gonna give me?
15 bucks.
No, won't do it for less than 20.
25. Follow me in my old lady's car. It's right here, okay?
All right. Where's your old lady at?
Never mind about that. Right now, we gotta get both of my cars out of this bad area, all right? Come on.
Hey, papá, ven aquí. Es un gringo en la calle con su coche.
Take it easy, sonny boy.
Shut up, rent a cop.
Best goddamn car on the lot.
You damn right it is.
Will you hold for it? Helping Hand Acceptance Corporation, Marlene Street.
Say, Mama, what's happening? You want to take a lift?
No, thank you.
Let's go.
You have a Cadillac, you sleep in a tent. Shut up, Hudson.
Bud, what street was that car on?
Honey, I don't know. Some alley. Hey, kid.
He doesn't know.
Hey, what street was the Cutlass on?
I don't know.
They don't know. I'll call you back.
But I'm your old lady.
Helping Hand Acceptance Corporation.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about her.
What kind of car?
Well, she'll take the bus. She's a rock.
Kind of
hey, come on in. Molly.
Can you hold?
Got a name, kid?
Yeah, it's Otto.
Otto? Otto Parts? Hey, kid. Helping Hand.
You got a driver's
license? Yeah, you fucking A, we ripped your car, asshole. You want to know who told us where it was? Your goddamn brother.
Are you really 21?
That's what it says, doesn't it?
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
You're all repo, man.
What if we are?
You know, kid, usually when somebody pulls shit like that, my first reaction is, I want to punch his fucking lights out. But you know something?
You're all right!
Right light.
You got any messages for me, baby?
Yeah, here you go.
Cracks me up.
Somebody pissed on the floor again.
Maybe he's looking for a job, huh, Futsky? Could be. What do you say, kid? We're always on the lookout for a few good men.
Screw that. Ain't gonna be no repo, man. No way.
It's too late. You already are.
Find one in every car. You'll see.
Come in, officer.
Here's my son's house, mutilated. Legs sticking up in the air. Testicles cut off. The Canadian bacon's better than myself.
I have the stats on that car, officer. The base.
Never seen the like of that. Done that to him. Gasoline? Napalm.
It happens sometimes. People just explode. Natural causes.
What?
Night watchman, Pomona.
Yep.
Asbestos worker, shithead
yep.
industry.
Yep.
French fry maker, Agora. That's absurd.
Yeah, well, you think it's funny, huh? There's fucking room to move as a fry cook, man. You know, I could be manager in 2 years. King. God.
You know, Kevin, I had this wild fucking dream the other night.
Bad.
It was with you and me. And we were working in a sleazy shithole motel down in Miami, Florida. And we were bellhops. We were 65 years old. It was so real, so really, it was real, it was realistic, you know?
Yeah, and then what, you woke up in a puddle?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fucking jerk. Where are you going, asshole?
Away from you.
The Lord has told me personally, yea, for I walk with the Lord. Amen. He said, Larry, you and your flock shall see the promised land, but only if you first destroy the twin evils of godless communism abroad and liberal humanism at home.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Hallelujah. Smash him down.
Anything to eat?
Now, my friends, occasionally we get a letter from a viewer that says, now, the only reason Reverend Larry comes on your television set is because he wants your money. And you know what? They're right. I do want your money because God wants your money. So I want you to go out and mortgage that home and sell that car and send me your money. You don't need that car.
Put it on a plate, son. You'll enjoy it, Roy.
Couldn't enjoy it anymore, Mom. This is swell. Dad? Hey, Dad.
What is it, son?
Do you remember what you once told me a long time ago? Well, not too long ago. But that you told me that you'd give me $1,000 to go to Europe if I finished school. Well, you know something? You were right. About finishing school. That's what I'd like to do. But I want to know if I can have the money first. Like now. You know, I really love you, Dad. I've always loved you. You too, Mom. What do you say?
I don't have it anymore.
What?
Your father gave all our extra money to the Reverend's telethon, Otto. We're sending Bibles to El Salvador.
Well, what about me?
You're on the honor roll of the Chariots of Fire. Same as us, Otto. It was a gift from all of us, jointly.
So how much do I get paid? $25 a car?
Paid? You don't get paid. You kidding? You work on commission, that's better than being paid. Most cars you rip are worth $200 or $300. $50,000 Porsche might make you $5,000. Come on, dickhead.
It helps if you dress like a detective, too. Detectives dress kind of square. People think this guy's a cop. You're gonna think you're packing something. They don't fuck with you so much.
Are you?
My what?
Packing something.
An asshole gets killed for a car. Guys that make it are the guys that get in their cars at any time. Get in at 3 a.m., get up at 4. That's why there ain't a repo man I know that don't take speed.
Speed, huh?
Jesus Christ. I never broke into a car, I never hotwired a car, kid. I never broke into a trunk. I shall not cause harm to any vehicle, nor the personal contents thereof, nor through inaction let that vehicle or the personal contents thereof come to harm. It's what I call the repo code, kid. Don't forget it. Etch it in your brain. Not many people got a code to live by anymore. Hey, look at that. Look at those assholes over there. Ordinary fucking people. I hate them.
Me too.
What do you know, kid?
See, an ordinary person spends his life avoiding tense situations. Repo man spends his life getting into tense situations. Assholes. Let's go get a drink. Tense situations, kid. Get in five or six of them a day don't mean shit anymore. I mean, I've seen men stabbed. It means shit to me. I've seen guns, too. They don't mean shit. But that's when you gotta watch yourself. Here, I'll handle it, pal. Try to settle down. Okay. Have a nice day. Night.
Night, day, doesn't mean
wasn't that Otto?
Otto who?
Shit coming down one of these days, kid.
Oh, yeah? Where are you gonna be? On the moon?
I'm gonna be right here, heading north at 110 per.
In this junker? Cool car.
Uh-oh, the Rodriguez brothers.
Motherfucker just flipped you off.
Roll the window down, roll the window down.
I don't think that's Fidel.
Watch it,
motherfucker.
Hey, fuck you, pussy punk.
Holy shit.
Want me to take him?
Repo man's always intense.
Come on, let's go get a drink.
Gee, bud, you never told me it was gonna be like this, man. Cops and robbers. Real life car chases. Woo!
Camera McDougal on the right, on the left, Andy Mark. Back there.
quiet in here. It's too quiet.
So who are these Rodriguez boys?
Rodriguez brothers. Legarto and Napoleon. Two notorious delinquents currently responsible for at least 30 vehicles in the field.
Scumbags.
They ain't scumbags. They're car thieves just like us. There's Mrs. Magruder. You want to go for it?
Good gag. You pull this one a lot?
Only on the women. It never fails.
Excuse me. Miss Magruder? I have something here for you.
How utterly charming.
Cy Peason, brokerage consultant, fucking millionaire, six payments behind. I've never understood it.
What's that?
Fucking millionaires, they never pay their bills. See you at the yard.
Let me get this one.
No, I'll handle this one. Mr. Peason's carrying a permit for a pistol. Hey, give me that.
Don't underestimate me, Ace.
In addition, I would like them to be as close to the window as possible so I can sit in my car and watch them sit. So all you have to do is take your clothes out of here like this and put them into a machine over there like that. Oh, my God!
Picasso was never called an asshole.
Pick it up! Look at you, you pick it up. You know yourself you were wrong.
Well, what were they doing out in the middle of the street?
They weren't in the middle of the street. That's not the middle of the street. That's the corner. Go on, you pick it up.
What?
You pick it up.
No way. You still want to ride or what?
No, I don't.
Leila.
Layla. Is this your car?
Yeah, it's one of them.
You.
One of them. I think you're pretty slick, don't you? I bet you're a used car salesman.
I am not.
You dress like one.
I'm a repo man.
What's that?
It's a repossessor. They take back cars from dildos that don't pay their bills. Pretty cool, huh?
No.
What do you do?
Those men in the car next to us, don't look at them. Don't look at them. If they see me, they'll kill me.
Really? Why?
Ah! What the hell are you doing?
What's going on? Like sausage.
It's sausage, Otto. That's a picture of four dead aliens. Laugh away, fuckface. That picture's gonna be on the cover of every major newspaper in 2 days' time.
How do you know that?
Part of a secret network. Scientists also in our secret sense smuggled the corpses off his Air Force base. Now he's got him in the trunk of his car. It's a Chevy Malibu.
What are you gonna do with them? Put them on Johnny Carson?
Yes. We're gonna have a press conference to tell the world.
United Fruitcake Outland.
My door doesn't work. Thanks for the ride.
Sure. I don't know. What do you think? You want to go out with me again sometime?
I don't know. I'm gonna kind of be busy with work and Malibu and everything.
Okay, great. Perfect. Here's your shit.
What's your problem? I mean, girls might like you if you lightened up a little bit.
Fuck, man. Girls pay to go out with me. All right?
You want to get back in the car?
What, here?
Yeah.
Fuck the seat.
$20,000 for a Chevy Malibu?
Who's Double X Finance?
Storefront operation, but the money is in escrow. Want me to notify the boys?
Nah. They're always bitching about their case. We don't go up for a while.
Why, we ought to be?
Somebody has to work around here. Keep making me money, kid.
Fuck you. Man, we've been looking for this little red devil for a long time. Just act natural. Nobody knows if it's your car or somebody else's car. Don't worry about that. Come on. You give it a try. All right?
But if his hair's running low, you'll find it, boy. Come on.
Got it.
Anybody unless they wear the seatbelt. It's one of my rules. Put that damn gun down, boy. Ain't no toy. Shit. I walk into someone's place of work. They shit scared. They know I'm not a cop. Think I come to kill him in a wood. I'll kill anybody who crosses me. You know what I mean? Do you like music?
Sure.
In that case, you're gonna love this. I was into these dudes before anybody. Partied with them all the time. Asked me to be the manager. I called bullshit on that. Man, you're the popular. Hey, no job for no man. Read the book I gave you.
What book?
Diuretics. Signs of Matter Over Mind.
Uh-uh.
Well, you better read it. And quick. That book could change your life. Found it in the Maserati in Beverly Hills. You know what I mean?
A lot of people don't realize what's really going on. They view life as a bunch of unconnected incidents and things. They don't realize that there's this, like, lattice of coincidence that lays on top of everything. I'll give you an example, show you what I mean. Suppose you're thinking about a plate of shrimp. Suddenly somebody will say, like, plate or shrimp or plate of shrimp, out of the blue, no explanation. No point in looking for one either. It's all part of a cosmic unconsciousness.
You read a lot of acid, Miller, back in the hippie days?
I'll give you another instance. You know the way everybody's into weirdness right now? Books in all the supermarkets about Bermuda triangles, UFOs, how the Mayans invented television, that kind of thing.
I don't read them books.
Well, the way I see it, it's exactly the same. There ain't no difference between a flying saucer and a time machine. People get so hung up on specifics, they miss out on seeing the whole thing. Take South America, for example. In South America, thousands of people go missing every year. Nobody knows where they go. Just like disappear. But if you think about it for a minute, you realize something. There had to be a time when there was no people, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, where did all these people come from? I'll tell you where. The future. Where'd all these people disappear to?
The past.
That's right. And how'd they get there?
How the fuck do I know?
Flying saucers. Which are really... Yeah, you got it. Time machines. I think a lot about this kind of stuff. I do my best thinking on the bus. That's how come I don't drive, see?
You don't even know how to drive.
I don't want to know how. I don't want to learn, see? The more you drive, the less intelligent you are.
You know, I think I saw him those things once. The UFOs. I mean, it was really, it's kind of scary. It's all these fucking colored lights and sounds. I mean, sounds and lights like I ain't never heard before. I mean, it was really weird.
But,
yeah.
You think all repo men follow the code?
Of course. Well, I mean, you see a lot of fucked up cars come in, but 99 times out of 100, it's a customer who fucks them up. Assholes.
I'm offering $1,000 for his Falcon. You know what that is, Napoleon? It's a bribe.
What the hell is this? Napoleon? What the fuck are you calling?
It's a grand if you'll show me where his car is, Napoleon.
I go fuck yourself, asshole.
Hello?
'64 Chevy Malibu, $20,000.
Waiting.
We could buy 10 of them for that,
Marley.
Think you can find it now?
Now, how come this junk is worth so much? What's in it? Drugs?
Hermanos Rodriguez, don't approve of drugs.
Neither do I, but it's my birthday. That motherfucker's still down there.
Don't care how long it takes, dildos! Repo man's got all night, every night!
Jesus Christ, $20,000?
Take off your clothes.
I'm at work, Otto.
Oh, yeah? Me too.
Your work's different than mine.
Says who?
What are you doing? Don't do that!
The least you could do is give me a blowjob. I guess that means no.
Lila, we have a cell meeting in 2 minutes' time.
Thanks, Deirdre. I'll be right there.
See, that motherfucker only thinks I don't know what's going on, like. As soon as I find that Chevy, I'm going Indy. I'm gonna buy myself a tow truck, a couple of pit bulls, and run a yard. Sit around and watch everybody else do the work for a while.
No way you can do that on 20 grand, man.
The hell I can't. As long as you got good credit. My credit is spotless. Credit is a sacred trust. It's what our free society is founded on. Do you think they give a damn about their bills in Russia? I said, do you think they give a damn about their bills in Russia?
They don't pay bills in Russia. It's all free.
All free? Free my ass. What are you, a fucking commie? Huh?
No, I ain't no commie.
Well, you better not be. I don't want no commies in my car. No Christians either.
You too.
Hi, I'm Kevin. Vacuum, sir? Need a vacuum, sir? Do you want me to check the trunk? Excuse me. Hi, I'm Kevin.
Hey, buddy, how you doing, huh? Hey, don't you remember me? I was here yesterday, huh? Listen, I think I left a book of matches over in your office over there. You want to go check for me, huh?
Sure thing.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Anything for you, babe.
All right, you're beautiful. I love you.
Right back.
Simple, Mrs. Parks. You don't want me to take your car, and I don't want to take your car. Now, I said to the boss, I said, look, I do not want to repossess this lady's car.
Well, I've been in the hospital, you see.
Yes, yes, I understand. But my job is really on the line over this one. I mean, I could lose it right away.
I'll see if I can borrow some money from somewhere.
That's terrific. Really terrific.
Oh, how was the rehearsal, son?
It's okay. What's this?
Oh, this is Mr. Otto Perry from the finance company. He's been telling me that he is going to take the car this time, even though he could.
Well, get going here.
You like the tea?
The tea. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was terrific.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
people ain't cut out to be a repo man. Why don't you smarten up, kid?
Fuck you, Pletcher.
Ow! Ow! Don't you say fuck you to me. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, you're Pletcher.
You're fucking right, I'm Pletcher. Otto Pletcher. 3 times decorated in 2 world wars. I was killing people while you were still swimming around on your father's balls, you little scumbag. I worked 5 years in the slaughterhouse and 10 years as a prison guard in Attica.
So what?
So what? So never say fuck you to me. Because you haven't earned the rights yet.
Hey, kid, I need a contract draft.
See what I mean, punk?
Fuck you.
Fuck you! You little scumbag.
Shut up, Fletcher.
Don't you ever tell me to shut up.
Shit. Not Lord.
See?
It's too hot in here, man. What the hell's going on? So fucking hot, I think that shit in the trunk is gonna melt. I think we better take a look, all right?
Go get us 2 sodas.
All right, as soon as I check the trunk.
We're just the mules. Entiendes?
Right.
Andale. Marlene, we found the car.
Come on, guys! Get the letter! You're pushing, Duke!
Oh. Ah, Jesus!
Oh, man! Oh, people, Duke, we got more!
Oh, let me help you, Archie, dear.
Come on, come on!
Yeah, well, that's not the only thing, Marlene. This car is hot.
What do you mean, stolen?
No, I mean it's hot, really hot.
Hot?
Yeah, we're sweating like pigs, man.
Look at the papers. Where's the car from?
Yeah, from someplace, Roswell, New Mexico.
Fighting a war, man? Fuck, no way. Nobody got to do that shit. Not in this country. New ID don't cost no more than a pink slip. You know what I mean? Something wrong? Nah.
You know, Marlene? Man, she's pretty hot.
I don't, my man. I jump on that action on day one. And find out where she was coming from.
Shit.
shit! Wait!
Holy shit! Holy fucking shit! Wait!
Wait! Wait! Open the door! There's a maniac in there! What are you doing?
Still on the job, white boy. Get in the car.
Open the door, man! Open the fucking door!
Get in the car!
Jesus Christ! You crazy light. I mean, you can't just shoot into people's houses. I mean, maybe you shot the guy.
What if it did?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty severe. Jesus Christ!
Hey, blanks get the job done, too.
You repo, man. You guys are all out to fucking lunch. Let's get out of here.
Hear you. I'm using a scrambler.
Look out!
What?
Your face, kid.
A subdued. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yes, it does.
Why don't you do something, Pletcher? Aren't you a cop or something?
Marlene, I'm on my coffee break.
Repo man don't go running to the man, Marlene. Repo man goes it alone.
It's a rebob.
Just like John Wayne.
Damn right, just like John Wayne. What's wrong with that?
Greatest American that ever lived.
John Wayne was a fag.
What did you say, Melissa?
What? John Wayne was a fag.
The hell he was!
Was too, you boys. I installed two-way mirrors in his pad in Brentwood, and he come to the door in a dress.
You're fucking nuts. Oh, that doesn't mean he was a homo, Miller. Don't. A lot of straight guys like to watch their buddies fuck.
They do?
No, I do.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Damn straight, I do.
Fuck for John Wayne, man. Tell us his name, you little pussy.
This song's asshole.
Bastard!
Hey, take it easy.
Oh,
easy.
His head is hurt.
Taking this too personal, son. The thing is, Repo Man got beat up in the line of duty. Now, it doesn't matter that that man was you. What really matters is that the guy that did it has got to pay the price. Now, stop being selfish and tell us his name.
Come on!
Ow, you come on. Bastard!
All right! All right, all right, all right. His name was...
Mr. Humphreys?
Yes. Yes,
say, Mr. Humphreys. What do you want? Yeah!
President admitted U.S. planes have napalm refugee camps in southern Mexico. He explained that these camps were, in fact, guerrilla bases. In strife-torn Guatemala, shots were fired at the U.S. embassy. Government troops retaliated and killed 50 cops.
Helping Hand Acceptance Corporation, Marlene speaking.
Hello, is Otto there?
The leader said.
It's for you, a girl.
Yeah. Layla who?
10 kids in a Cadillac, stand in line for welfare checks. Let's all reach off the state. Geez, the money's really great. We just get by however we can. We all got a duck when the shit hits the fan.
I used to like these guys.
Listen to me. For the sake of this and future generations, you must tell us everything you know.
Yeah, sure. I need another drink.
Otto, these aliens aren't on ice or anything. They could be starting to decay. We've got to find them before they turn into mush.
Well, well, well. If it ain't the Repo Man.
The fan.
You look like shit, you wankers.
Duke, Debbie, Archie. I can meet Layla and her weird friend.
How you doing, asshole?
How come you don't hang out with your friends no more?
What friends? What's in
you, dude?
Duke!
I really love you, man. You're my best friend, because you always fucking came to see me while I was in juvie.
I was busy, man. I told you I was working.
A metal hand.
Cool.
Can we feel it?
Enchanté.
Fuck this. Let's go do some crimes.
Charming friends you got there, Otto.
Thanks. I made it myself.
Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah?
Hey! Hey, what the fuck you doing with our car?
Your car?
Yeah.
Are you sure? This looks like my car. Are there pecan pies in the back seat?
Not anymore, we ate them.
Shut up, Archie.
You shut up.
You still here?
My car looks just like this. But this is yours. Your car.
Yeah, Four Eyes.
Of course. What's in the trunk?
What do you mean?
You don't even know what's in your own trunk.
Kill him, Duke.
And you know what? I think you're afraid to find out.
Kill him!
Come on, Duke, you putty butt. Kill him!
I ain't afraid of nothing, see?
It's all right. I don't blame you for being afraid.
I said I ain't afraid of nothing! I kill people like you.
Oh, well, I guess you're right. It's better not to look.
Yeah.
Beautiful evening. You can almost see the stars.
Oh, shut up. He's gonna open it.
Oh!
Come on, oh. Duke.
This thing is hot.
Oh.
But we don't have all night.
Hurt his little hand.
Fuck you, Archie. Just for that, you're not in the gang anymore.
I'm taking over now.
Oh, leave it, Al.
King Archie, the invincible.
Shut up, Archie.
Hey, Debbie, watch this.
Oh, dear. What a shame.
Come on, Duke. Let's go do those crimes.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go get sushi and not pay.
of these people, man. They all do one person in each car. The city wants us to carpool, but he gives
a shit. From a water out, got us safely outside.
People carpool, we'd be out of work.
Yes,
oh, bullshit.
How come that pig's got a wooden leg? Well, said the farmer, said about 3 months ago,
look at that car.
I was out there walking.
Hey, Busky. Well, yeah. There's your girlfriend.
Oh, Los Rodriguez brothers, huh? Okay, boys, we got the whole team here tonight. Let's settle these motherfuckers' hash for good.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah, boom! Hey!
Meet our bud.
Shit.
Hey, watch this!
How's your neck, Napoleon?
Oh, my neck. Yeah, oh, shit. Oh, shit, my neck is killing me, man. I think I got whiplash.
Besides the whiplash, this isn't a repo car.
Bullshit, I got the fucking paper.
Oh! We paid it off. You see, this is our favorite car.
That's right, you got insurance, motherfucker.
What? What are you gonna do? No, no, no,
come on, come on.
Cocksucker! Who's shot you on, for Christ's sake? Reload, goddammit!
Shit.
This is bullshit, Ollie.
Yeah, that's what I said when the marshal woke me up at 4 o'clock this morning. Unfortunately, it isn't bullshit, it's a summons.
Well, bullshit. You should have refused to accept it.
Have you read it? Goddamn Rodriguez brothers are suing us for malicious damage, medical expenses, and harassment for a car they fucking own.
The Rodriguez brothers? Did you believe the fucking Rodriguez brothers? They're a couple of scumbags, Ollie. You know them.
I know that, bud, but we gotta sit down and get our story straight.
Bullshit, you're taking their word against mine.
I was there, remember? Why don't you go home? Take the rest of the week off.
Take the rest of the... I can't take the fucking... Oh, yeah, I get it. Take the rest of the week off, Budski, so you can get the fucking $20,000 for the
Make
Malibu,
it
right?
A fucking month.
Yeah, well, fuck you!
Second thought, Budski. Don't bother coming back at all.
Great! I'll come back and pick up my stuff later when the fucking place don't stink so bad.
Shut up.
Trash. Makes you wonder how much they owe. Most of them are on the run, don't even use their fucking social security numbers. There's just some way to find out how much the motherfuckers owe and making them pay.
Jesus Christ, bud. They're winos. They don't have any money. You think they'd be bums if they did?
You want out? Do you?
No.
What's the matter with you? Do you like your job anymore? Not happy in your job? I mean, I feel like we're not communicating anymore. When we first started out, I thought I could teach you something, share something with you, for Christ's sake. Answer me!
He's only been dead for...
J. Frank Parnell. You ever feel as if your mind had started to erode?
Yeah. Ever been to Utah?
Sir, I represent the Helping Hand Acceptance Corporation.
Radiation. Yes, indeed. You hear the most outrageous lies about it. Half-baked gogglebox do-gooders telling everybody it's bad for you. Pernicious nonsense. Everybody could stand 100 chest x-rays a year. They ought to have to. When they canceled the project, it almost did me in. One day my mind was a little burst. The next day, nothing. Swept away. I'll show them. I had a lobotomy in the end.
Lobotomy? Isn't that for loonies?
Not at all. A friend of mine had one. Designer of the neutron bomb. You ever hear of the neutron bomb? Destroys people. Leaves buildings standing. Fits in a suitcase. So small, no one knows it's there till blammo! Eyes melt, skin explodes, everybody dead. So immoral working on a thing can drive you mad. That's what happened to this friend of mine. So he had a lobotomy. Now he's well again.
What kind of car does your friend drive?
Chevy Malibu.
This is really a nice old car. Why don't you let me drive?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't you feel funny?
Why should I feel funny? The two hemispheres are fundamentally at odds. Hemisphere. Hemisphere. You know, it's strange. I do feel funny.
Young new waver we've all heard so much about. My old man had a mohawk when I met him. He was in the service then.
Signed it over to me.
He was such a monster. I used to have to tell him no. My old man was exactly the same way. So we got married.
Hey, Ole, your wife's hanging all over Otto.
Yeah. Flies on shit.
Oh, have you seen Bud anywhere?
Who?
Thank you.
want to talk about it?
Talk about what, kid?
Well, you're so damn mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. God. I'm not. I'm not mad at you.
Okay. I've been thinking. Now that we got some money, Archie's gone. Don't you think it's time we settle down? Get a little house? I want you to have my baby.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Everybody does it, and seems like a thing to do, and...
Asshole!
Let's go do the job. Duke, baby, what are you guys doing here? What's it look like, Ace?
Up against the wall!
Shall I go? I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill him. I kill everybody!
Drop it, motherfucker!
Debbie, do you think it's too late for us to get romantically involved?
I think a little.
Well, wait, stick with me. I'll make you a repo wife.
Bollocks. Here.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
The lights are growing dim. I know a life of crime led me to this sorry fate. And yet, I blame society. Society made me what I am.
That's bullshit. You're a white suburban punk, just like me.
But it still hurts.
You're gonna be all right, man. Maybe not.
Yep, he's dead all right. Forgot about it.
Fucked on.
Oh, man. Who's setting them on fire?
Otto, Jesus, you better stay out of this.
Why?
It's none of your business. You want to be a hero? I'd rather be a chicken man.
What?
A chicken man. Did you ever see a farmer's wife? Huh?
Let go of me!
It's peaceful, man.
The Malibu!
Yeah?
Let's go!
No, wait, Marlene. Oh. My car's gone, and we're gonna get to the bottom of this.
Like hell we are. Over my dead body.
That's how it's gonna have to be.
Come and get me. Come on.
You don't want me to do that one for a long time, honey.
Come on, come on, come on. If you think you're man enough.
Hey, Fletch.
Talk to her.
Ah!
Good evening, Otto. This is Agent Rogers. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Since time is short and you may lie, I'm going to have to torture you. But I want you to know, it isn't personal.
Look, this isn't really necessary. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Good. Where is the Malibu?
I don't know. Somebody ripped it from the yard.
I don't think he knows.
Increase the voltage.
But what if he's innocent?
No one is innocent. Proceed. Ah, yes, look at them. High heels, hairnets, those ridiculous trench coats. They're pathetic.
Agent Rogers, they're getting away.
It's all part of the plan.
Marlene!
What's going on?
We're going to the hospital.
Dr. Benway to surgery.
Hey, I know you. You're the one that ran into my trash. Shh, to you two.
Visiting hours are now.
Out of order. Take the stairs.
It comes to something when they expect you to pick it up.
How you doing, man?
Ask him about the Malibu.
Look, about the other night. I'm sorry I split. I know I should have stayed with you, but
it's like when I was a kid. You know, I had this set of big wheels, you know.
Otto.
Please be quiet in the stairwell. Please be quiet.
A very sad, unchristian thing just happened. A sweet old lady's car was stolen. It's a Chevy Malibu. Brothers and sisters, please, if you've seen this car, just call this toll-free number.
Shit.
Praise the Lord.
Marlene doesn't have it. You and your crazy friends don't have it. So that only leaves.
Where is he?
Where the fuck is he?
He is risen.
Holy.
scientists are at a loss to explain the freak showers on tiny cubes of ice.
Fucking shit, eh, bud? What's going on, man?
Shit. 11 years of repoing cars, and what have I got? Shit.
Bud, listen to me. You're sitting in a car worth $20,000. Look, we turn it in, we take the money, we split it 60-40, you and me.
Who gets the 60, kid?
Well, I don't know. I figured since I found the car first that, you get it.
Get away from the car. Your only warning.
We got problems, man. No, wait! Stop fucking around, man. Only an asshole gets killed over a car.
You're calling me an asshole?
I'm calling you an asshole.
Come and get me, copper. I'm well armed and I know where you live.
Oh! Son of a fucking bitch!
I'm gonna die on my feet and live on my knees.
Come on, you bicycles. Let's get next car.
Go, come on.
Hey, Ollie.
All right,
look at Bud.
We'll tow it to a cliff and drive it off.
I have the papers on this car. You guys want a beer?
Hey, Bud. Want a beer?
No. Cigarette?
No beer is needed here.
Hey, look! I'm approaching the car. I'm encountering a strange, eerie kind of force field. I don't know what it is. It's...
God, I love this job.
Linear and inverse vectors merge in zero. Critical mass is at a point of zero.
It's spiritual.
Holy sheep shit!
Fuck that.
You shit!